Hang 'em high. You know what? We got a request for that, actually. Gary and Castaic wanted to hear that one from Van Halen and wanted to send it out to Daryl, the FedEx guy. So, hang him high. I don't know if he's pissed off at Daryl. I didn't get this full story in it. But Stu left, and he was like, hey, you should. That's for Daryl, the FedEx guy from Gary and Castaic. So, I think, Daryl, maybe you better fear for your life.
We're not sure what that message means. You can fear for your life or be very happy. One of the two.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Hell to the
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest.
Yeah, we do a bunch of stuff like that. So if you want to send out a weird dedication to your FedEx guy, we're fine with it from 5 to 7.
As long as it's loud and up-tempo.
Yes.
We don't want to cry between 5 and 7.
I mean, it was really nice that he played Harry Chapin a little while ago, Cats in the Cradle. Oh, Stu did for Father's Day. That was nice. But none of that.
None of that, yeah. 4 o'clock hour, sneaking your guy or girl somewhere they're not supposed to be.
Oh.
A couple of airline pilots got in trouble.
Ah, those damn pilots.
Yep.
You know, that is that club. How many members are there in that club altogether, do you think?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the story about the Harvard morgue.
Oh, my God, this is the best story ever.
They are selling body parts.
They are. Hey, would you like a skull?
How crazy is that? They
Harvard. At Harvard, I know. It's not like, you know, Joe's Country School for Weirdos.
No, but
whatever.
I'd like to attend that one. That sounds
me too.
Cool.
Let's go there.
One American dollar on the show today.
Nice.
And some information on tickets, buying tickets for concerts that I think you'll like very much.
Plus, we just keep insisting on handing out passes to the Power Trip, 3-day passes. You'll have another chance to win sometime very soon.
Keep listening for that on 95.5 KLOS. Speaking of buying tickets, I don't know if you saw this. President Biden had a bunch of companies and was trying to get them to stop with their junk fees.
Oh, yeah, I did hear something about this. I didn't hear the whole story. I mean, so the president is coming down on these companies that are...
I think it all came to a head over Tadeusz Swindler.
I think
when her tickets went on sale and all kinds of bad things happened.
People had a meltdown about that stuff.
Yes, they sure did. But now all of these companies, a lot of these companies, are saying that we are going to, for example, Live Nation, they pledged that in September, all tickets sold for its shows through Ticketmaster automatically will list all prices up front for all the tickets to the event. So all of the fees.
Every single penny you're going to outlay to go to see a show will be explained, too, right? I mean, isn't it saying something about transparency on what
when you buy a ticket, you will know what fees you're paying.
Right.
And you can decide whether you want to pay them or not.
Oh, so that's going to Joe Blow, is it? Oh, no, I see. To get Joe some more blow. I understand now.
That's Live Nation. I think it is also Ticketmaster. It's Airbnb. There are a bunch of different businesses.
Yeah, it's not just tickets, right?
That are included in this. Yeah. But hopefully it'll be a little easier to not have to mortgage your house to see a show. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's Friday!
Woo! This is one of the weirdest stories I've seen in a long time. Harvard Medical School morgue manager accused of stealing and selling human remains.
I mean, Harvard, you wouldn't expect it. Maybe like some community college or what have you, but Harvard.
Five people, including a former Harvard Medical School morgue manager, faced federal charges after allegedly conspiring to steal and sell body parts from cadavers donated to the institution.
So they were supposed to be there for research or whatever? That's why your grandma went to Harvard, as it were?
Right. You would say, oh, yeah, I'd like my body dedicated to science.
Right.
And then this dude
is chopping them up and selling them for what?
What's his name? Cedric Lodge.
Why do people want that?
That guy is selling body parts out of Harvard.
Not out of the back of a van.
By the way, also Cedric Lodge's wife, Denise,
was helping out.
Yes. And two others, Katrina McLean, 44, and Joshua Taylor, 46. They've all been indicted on the same charges of this scheme of selling body parts.
So, like, if I wanted a foot,
yes,
I would go to Harvard now to get myself a real human foot.
Well, let's find out. Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and bring up Cedric Lodge himself.
What? Wow.
Cedric.
Harvard Body Parts, how can I help you? Denise, I'm on the phone. I got an order. What can I do you for?
Is this the line that we're supposed to call if we want body parts?
It is indeed. We're kind of having a fire sale right now because the cops are closing in. So we're, you know, We stock them deep and sell them cheap, my friend. Whatever you need, we got it for you. We got brains, limbs, skin, skulls, bones, gonads, hearts, livers, nipples, you name it. We got it.
What does a good foot go for these days?
Well, it depends. What size? What size are you?
13.
A 13? Holy crap, that's a big foot. That's running about, about $4 an inch. So we're talking, neighborhood of $50.
All right, that doesn't seem too bad. And what's your biggest seller?
Oh, by far, it's nipples.
What do people do with the nipples, do you think?
Oh, they're fun at parties. You put one on your forehead and you walk around and the people suck on it. It's hilarious.
How did you get started doing this, cutting up grandma and selling her in bits?
It turns out I had no idea, but there was such a demand for body parts. And so I made a deal with a guy, and he said, I need some skin. And so I said, skin? What for what? He says, I make leather out of it. So he made a wallet out of a guy's foreskin, and when he rubs it, it turns into a briefcase. I'm kidding. That's an old joke. What can I do for you?
Well, we're just called to ask you about the story because it seems so unbelievable.
Why is it unbelievable? These people ain't doing nothing with the pots anymore.
Well, I don't think the people who donate their bodies to science want you doling out their body parts.
This is better than science. This is art, okay?
Art.
People make art with this stuff. It's unbelievable. One guy made a skull stapler. You put the papers right in the jaw, and you just slam the skull down. It's hilarious.
All right, I actually want that.
That does sound pretty cool.
I do actually want that, yeah.
See? Now you like them, Adam's office, right?
So how do people get a hold of you? Is there this phone number?
This phone number's good for next, I'd say, about 7.5 hours, because I can hear the sirens.
And then dark web, I assume.
Yeah, pretty much the dark web.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Cedric.
Yeah,
we appreciate
you.
It.
Hey, I got a liver. It's a guy, he was Mormon. It's barely used.
Well, Sluggos has been overused, so maybe...
I can trade that out.
Maybe we need
to... We can do a swap.
Okay. Thank you, Cedric.
Chance to see those guys, AC/DC, out Saturday night at the Power Trip. In fact, you get tickets to all 3 days. We've been handing them out all day today. And sometime between 4 and 5 and 5 and 6, more chances to go to all 3 days, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, Empire Polo Field, to see Power Trip. And you can get your tickets right now if you can't wait. Don't think you're going to win at powertrip.live.
I need
Let's play.
What I need.
I've been saving this one for Friday because it feels like a Friday topic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
This is penis sizes by origin. There's been a study done.
Yeah.
The size of the penis.
I don't want to do that study.
By country.
Size of the male member by country.
Now, it's not a top 10. So we're not going to give you six guesses to get four.
Oh, good.
I'm going to start reading the list.
Okay.
And you stop me. I'll give you three times to stop me.
Three times to stop you.
Yes. And if we're within three spots of the U.S. being there, you automatically win the dollar.
Oh, okay. So I got three chances to be within three of these United States of America as far as penis size is concerned.
Yes.
Who did this? Who did the measurement?
Right.
Who had to, like...
I don't have time to go back and look at it.
Gentlemen, all line up here, here in this country. And by the way, $1 American is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend $1 American at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
All right, so here's list starts.
Okay.
Number one is Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
Things are, ladies, head down to Ecuador.
Number two is Cameroon.
I don't know what that is.
Then Bolivia.
Bolivia.
Then Sudan.
Sudan.
Then Haiti.
Haiti.
Senegal.
Senegal.
Gambia.
Gambia.
Are you just repeating?
Yeah, I don't think we're getting, I'm just trying to picture the United States compared to these gentlemen.
Cuba.
Cuba.
Netherlands.
Oh. All right, I'm going to stop you there because
you're going to stop
things
me
are
there.
Cold in the Netherlands, so we might be within three of the United States.
Are we within three of the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, we are not.
All right. I was just thinking,
Sure. I know what you were thinking. France.
I really want to say, but okay.
Angola. Canada.
Oh, Canada! Oh, Canada!
What does that mean? Are you stopping me?
No, I'm just singing.
Oh, okay. Egypt. Zimbabwe.
Wait, hold on. Egypt. Now, I'm thinking like... what's his name? All right. Zimbabwe. Okay. All right.
Georgia.
Okay. Russia.
Paraguay.
You go Paraguay.
Chad.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Italy.
Italy. Nope. Nope. We're nowhere near Italy, I'm afraid, gentlemen. I don't think that's the case.
Central African Republic.
Okay.
Colombia.
Colombia. All right.
Ivory Coast.
Nope. We're definitely not near the Ivory. Let's be honest.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Sweden.
Oh, Sweden. All right, I'm going to stop you there.
Okay, so this is your second stop.
Yeah.
Are we within three of the United States?
Oh.
We are not. So you have one more chance.
Okay.
We're talking about penis size by country.
Trying to zero in on where the U.S. comes in.
Yes.
As it were, if you will.
Bulgaria.
Okay.
Costa Rica.
Right.
Honduras.
Okay.
Hungary. Mexico.
Hmm.
Denmark.
Hmm.
Argentina.
Hmm.
El Salvador.
Hmm.
Serbia. Belgium. Croatia. Latvia.
Who measured all these?
Belarus. Chile. Austria. Chile should have the shortest.
Austria, I'm going to stop you there.
That's your final one.
Yes, yeah,
so
we're getting
so the United States is within three?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
that is incorrect.
Gentlemen.
That is incorrect.
I think we need some. No wonder we have so many of those enlargement ads.
Australia, Nigeria, Switzerland, Norway, Poland, Albania, Ukraine, Spain,
hey,
Finland.
This is some
Libya,
sort of slam on us U.S.
India,
males.
Afghanistan,
hey.
Israel. United States of America is in 60th place.
After Israel. At 60th place.
60th place.
Wow. Depends on who they're talking to. I mean, they come see me, they'd be like, oh, we got to move that
right,
up.
Right, got to move that down.
Bastard.
Is it done?
Yeah.
It's all over. Can we talk now?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man? Happy Friday.
Months after similar incident, Air India grounded two pilots for inviting female friends into the cockpit.
Oh. Wow.
Apparently they were not happy with that.
I mean, usually they would just, you know, like hook up at the hotel when they landed.
Right.
They're in the cockpit. That's crazy.
The Air India management acted against the pilot and the co-pilot soon after receiving a complaint from the cabin crew regarding an unauthorized female passenger entering the cockpit.
Making a lot of noise, too. And the plane just keeps dipping.
They did say that the landing for this particular flight at Leh Airport... L-E-H?
Whatever.
However you wanted to see that, is one of the toughest operations in the country due to the high altitude of the and the mountainous terrain.
Oh, so they got to dip down and really land it
so
just right.
So they have to really concentrate is the point.
Do you know airplane, I'm picturing the autopilot. Blow-up autopilot.
That's right.
They're like, put him in charge. We're busy. You go ahead and do it.
So I thought we would take calls. You snuck your man or woman someplace into where they weren't supposed to be.
Like at work.
Yeah, work or whatever.
Yeah, like during a heart operation, you're a surgeon. And
your girl
you had the lady
or your guy,
in.
You snuck them into some place where they were not supposed to be.
Start macking out while you're trying to...
You don't have to have had sex, but it's a better story if you did.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Sneaking your guy or girl someplace they're not supposed to be.
I mean, a lot of them, like, you're not supposed to have male or female in the dorms at colleges a lot of
right,
times.
They're always separated. Always.
Yeah, so what sort of trouble...
Yeah, I mean, those rules never get followed.
Right. Ever. No, of course not.
So,
yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call.
Call when?
Call now.
Call now.
We're talking about sneaking your girl or guy into some place they're not supposed to be based on pilots in India. Pilots.
I mean, you're supposed to be flying a plane, but you're having a good time
brought
in the cockpit.
Brought women into the cockpit.
Dang.
Gives it all new meaning. You did that?
I did. It was in a dressing room in the middle of the store. You know, those ones that are right in the middle of the store.
Right,
I
yes.
always wanted to do that.
Trying on some stuff.
Yeah.
And I needed somebody to give me, like, if everything looked okay.
Right. Did things go from there, or did they just say, oh, yeah.
Did they just fit well, or did they come back off?
No, they came back off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we're talking.
Yes.
What store was it?
JCPenney.
Wow.
I don't even know if they have them anymore. But
I don't either. Good work on your part.
Did it fit? Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Yes, it did.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You snuck your girl or guy someplace they weren't supposed to be. We started the hour talking about Air India and how they had to ground a couple of pilots because they were sneaking women into the cockpit.
Even it's always been a thing with pilots. Commercial airline pilots, man, they just get it. They just always have. But in the cockpit, on the plane, during the flight, over the ocean, are you crazy?
It doesn't seem great.
Yeah, well, you know.
The topic is you snuck your girl or guy someplace where they were not supposed to be. You did that?
Yeah. Elementary school classroom.
Were you in elementary school at the time?
No, she was the teacher.
Ah.
She actually sucked me in.
Please tell me it was on her desk.
It was on her desk.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was during a recess time, I guess. The kids were outside for a couple hours.
It was during school?
I thought it was going to be during summer.
I came to bring the lunch, and it just went a little further than lunch, I guess.
Wow. So, wow, that's dangerous. That's fun. I like that.
Here's a little snack.
Did you knock the apple off her desk, as it were?
I don't believe it was the apples on her desk, honestly.
Yeah, I think you missed the point.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. That's a good one.
KLOS, like hello.
Actually, I was the one who got stuck somewhere I wasn't supposed to be.
All right, what happened?
Well, my boyfriend was in rehab, and he snuck me into his rehab, and it was like an all-guys rehab, so... No girls were allowed to be there.
They take that pretty seriously.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. We didn't get caught or anything, luckily, but it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, and if the other guys got wind of that, they'd be very, very jealous.
They did. They did get wind of it, and they actually thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's fun. Was it some of the best experience you've ever had that way? I would think that would make it very...
It was up there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did the rehab stick?
Yeah, it did actually.
Excellent.
And it all worked out.
Wow, nice.
Excellent. Glad to hear that.
Right on. Yeah, awesome.
I like to think I helped, you know, by sneaking in there.
Yes, you did. You did your part.
Yeah. You made it bearable, as it were.
I'm motivated, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Look what you get when you get out of here. Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You snuck your girl or guy someplace they weren't supposed to be.
Oh, it sounds like something out of Rocky Horror to me.
Sort of does, yeah.
Volbeat is who that is.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon talking about sneaking your girl or guy someplace that they weren't supposed to be. You had that?
She snuck me into a self-storage place, and she snuck me into one of the elevators, so I actually got to, you know, make love on an elevator.
So you love that Aerosmith song?
Yeah.
I do.
It was written about you.
And I got to live it.
How many levels was the building?
I think it was only like 4. It wasn't very big.
Excuse me? Oh, I see what you're saying. I guess we should talk to her about that.
It was a short ride.
It was a short ride. Yeah.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
During the Thomas fire.
No better chance for loving than a wildfire.
My lady and I, we went down to the corner. I took her panties off, hang them up on a roadside, and we're going for it behind the tree. You know, like there's fire trucks and airplanes dropping water and everything, you know, like right there. We're going for it behind the tree. For 3 months, I left her panties up on that roadside.
That's pretty great.
You guys are driving past that and going, them panties are still there. I love that.
Trying to figure out how they got there in the first place.
It was the day of the fire. That's when they first showed up.
I don't know what happened. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and glad I didn't dump any water on you. That would have really...
Thanks
for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You snuck your girl or guy somewhere they weren't supposed to be?
Yeah, so I've seen this chick for a while at a bar up in Ojai, and she snuck me in after it was closed, like 3 in the morning. And we probably defiled like every square inch of that bar. And we drank as much as we liked. Oh. The worst part was the owner actually had seen it on the camera footage. I don't know what we were thinking.
The security camera footage.
Yeah, so he didn't let me back in that bar for quite a while.
But he did eventually?
Yeah, eventually, man. He still doesn't like me, but you know, hey, it is what it is.
Money's the money.
Exactly.
Does she let you in?
Oh, no, she don't talk to me anymore.
Please tell me the name of the bar was the Winchester.
No, it's up in Ojai. It's called the Hub.
The Hub. Hubba Hubba.
Yeah, it's a dive bar, man.
Never say that again. Hubba Hubba. How dare you? 818-955-KLOS.
You snuck your girl or guy someplace they weren't supposed to be. Talking about sneaking your girl or guy someplace where they're not supposed to be. You did that?
In the early 80s, I worked at 20th Century Fox as a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the TV show Fall Guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, with Lee Majors.
Yep.
I used to sneak my girlfriend in. I worked graveyards, and I put her in Lee Majors' office.
Mm-hmm.
He had a king-size bed in his office and a big screen TV.
Wow, the Bionic Man had a king-size bed in his office at work? The
Bionic Man had a king-size bed and a giant TV in 1982.
Wow, that's weird.
Fantastic.
And my wife and I have been married for 39 years.
Wow, nice. Right on. KLOS, hello.
Yes.
Hi, so you snuck your girl or guy someplace they weren't supposed to be?
I work for the Big Brown Company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the back of the UPS truck.
That's a lot of packages in one truck.
This is Southern California's rock station. And this is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, for the old Request Fest, can you play Up to My Neck by Ach Duck, as Sluggo says? Bonus if you could play it at 120 dB.
That's a given. Who's that for?
That is for Kevin.
Kevin?
Yep.
Oh, that other Kevin. I know who that Kevin is. Yeah. That Kevin's cool.
Our friend Kevin, yeah.
All right, you can hit us up on Twitter like that Kevin did. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Or call us 818-955-KLOS. All Request Fest!
Quest Fest, hello, KLOS.
Turn us Whisper?
No.
It is the All Request Fest. And did you know that tomorrow and Sunday, JD's going to have a bunch of tips to Power Trip?
Yes, all three nights.
Yeah, it's a dad jokes weekend. He's going to be playing some weird versions of songs. And when you hear those, he'll tell you to be caller 25. So be listening for that starting tomorrow and Sunday at 12 noon. To see these guys, Metallica and AC/DC. And your mother.
Stephen Patrick wants to hear Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Yeah!
To you as well.
Yeah. All right, buds. How about A-Ron Jones, who I can't get enough of?
Man, oh, man. A-Ron rules.
Agreed.
He is so good.
He really is. He's going to be on with Matt this coming Sunday at 8 p.m.
I know.
Oh, you do?
I know.
Right on.
I know.
Right on.
All right, guys. You pick it.
Monsieur A-Ron Jones, take me away. He broke in the brand new KLOS live stage, played live the other day for a bunch of KLOS humans, and we're going to hear a bunch of that stuff in the interview that Matt Pinfield did with him on Sunday night. Matt Pinfield's new and approved starts at 8 p.m.
I've not heard anything from him that I don't like.
My God, everything.
A-Ron Jones.
Yeah, cranks out, and the show was amazing. He was so good live. So you'll hear some of those live segments at 8 o'clock on Sunday night with Matt Pinfield. All right, let's get back to the, by the way, our pal JD all weekend starting at noon, Saturday and Sunday,
right,
going to be giving away a pair of Power Trip tickets as well, starting tomorrow at noon and Saturday and Sunday for 6 hours. Let's get back to our little All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, I'm calling for the All Request Fest.
Yeah.
Yes. What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear something from the Who, Won't Get Fooled Again.
You can also hit us up on the tweet machine, the Bluebird of Gossip. We are at Kevin and Sluggo, and you got one from there, yeah?
Jeff Ronquillo wanted to hear Pearl Jam, Go.
I don't think we've ever played this on the All Request Fest before. All right, Jeff, here you go, as it were.
KLOS, hello, it's our All Request Fest.
I'd like to hear Tom Petty, American Girl.
Good one. Who are you? Are you an American Girl? You sound like one.
I'm an American Girl. This is Tracy. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, nice. Listening in Florida on the lines on the series of tubes.
Yes, I do. I love your station. I listen to it every Friday night with my boyfriend.
You know, I always thought they should sample the Ohio Players and that girl screaming in the other studio.
Who supposedly died?
Yeah, supposedly being murdered. They should have sampled that. I mean, sample that. It is the All Request Fest.
Sab Crazy 13, your Van Halen request is coming up next.
It is the KLOS All Request Fest. Who do we have to thank for Van Halen, Kevin?
That would be Sab Crazy 13 on Twitter.
And who wanted to hear Shinedown, Sound of Madness, Kevin?
That would be Blended Emotions on Twitter.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. It's Friday. We're doing our All Request Fest.
Yes, it is. How about some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Which song?
What's Your Name?
Hell yeah.
Do love that.
Love me some Skynyrd.
Hell yeah.
Hold on, checking with the computer. The motherboard says yes.
All right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It is the All Request Fest. We're going to play Queen. Who is this for?
This is for Grahamzilla 311.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. It's our All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
I'd love to hear Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne.
I would love to play it for you.
Okay, awesome.
Hey, you know, Ozzy's going to be out, as you know, at the Power Trip. And starting tomorrow at 12 noon, Saturday and Sunday, JD, you know JD, right?
Yeah.
He rules.
He's going to be handing out tickets to Power Trip all weekend, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, no, I know. I just tried to win the ones before.
Oh, right.
I'm going to be calling tomorrow.
Yeah, well, good luck, man. The only problem is you're going to have to listen to a lot of dad jokes. He's going to be playing an ass load of dad jokes.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right, well, good luck, and here's Ozzy for you.
All right, solid. Thanks.
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
Oh, I have got to hear American Girl by Tom Petty.
We just played that a little while ago. Where were you? Where were you?
Where
weren't you listening?
Where were you?
Okay, how about Refugee? Can you play that? Or is that too much Tom Petty?
You know what?
Not too much Tom Petty.
There's no such thing
as too much Tom Petty.
Okay, all right.
You have Henry from Garden Grove to thank for that song.
Thank you, Henry.
On the All Request Fest.
Thanks, dude.
It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. In case you missed it a half hour ago, the Harvard morgue story is one of the craziest stories in a long time.
Yeah.
The guy in charge of the morgue was caught selling body parts from corpses that were being used for research.
So he was stealing. He's been caught stealing.
He offered to swap out Sluggo's overused liver for a new one.
But what I said was I'd rather have the skull that you've turned into a stapler.
That is true.
I love that idea.
Sneaking somebody into a place where they're not supposed to be based on two pilots in India who let their girlfriends fly with them in the cockpit.
You know what? I'm all for getting some, but please, when you're flying a 707 or whatever, stop.
You're responsible for other people?
Not then.
And tomorrow and Sunday, starting at noon, you can win tickets for all 3 days of Power Trip.
Yeah, that's going to be JD. He's also going to be playing a whole bunch of...
Is there any way you can talk into the mic?
Oh, sorry. Am I supposed to speak into the mic? Dad jokes, so beware. There's going to be a lot of dad jokes all day tomorrow and Sunday. And that's nice and all, but I got to get out of here. I got to go home and pet the kitty.
Same.
You gonna come and pet the kitty?
Yeah, yours.
Wow, cool. It's getting weird. I suppose that's because of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
At the Kia Forum, a.k.a. the Great Western Forum, on December 7th, those guys are going to be playing. You look so ridiculous, dude. I love it. Headphones are completely all screwed up, and they're on your head like a bun, a man bun.
You know how if you're a girl, you have necklaces, and they get, you know, mashed into a ball, and then you have to somehow figure out how to get it untied?
That's what's happening to your headphones. Wires. It's awesome. Anyways, those guys playing with Aerosmith, December 7th at the Kia Forum, but that's not why you called. You called because
we have Power Trip tickets.
Yeah.
Two tickets to all three nights. Golden Voice presents Power Trip. Friday night, Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden. Saturday night, AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne.
Woo!
And Sunday night, Metallica and Tool.
Woo!
We will take caller 25.
Right now.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Aerosmith and Black Crowes back-to-back. A little Peace Out tour mini mix for you. But we've got tickets for the next couple of hours to Power Trip. You can get your tickets at powertrip.live right now. Or you can be caller 25. Like, who's this?
This is Ron.
Ron, you are caller 25.
No way.
Interested in 3 days of rock music?
Hell yeah, I am.
Well, good on being caller 25 then.
You got two tickets to all three nights, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden, AC/DC and Ozzy, and Metallica and Tool.
Power Trip.
Oh, my God. I am so stoked. Thank you so much. KLOS rocks.
You rule, man. Thank you. And you can get your tickets at powertrip.live right now if you weren't Ron or don't know him and can't talk him into taking you with him.
We have two tickets to all three nights.
That was rude.
Golden Voice presents Power Trip, October 6th, 7th, and 8th at Empire Polo Field. You got Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica, and Tool.
Yeah.
We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
One question. Do you want to go to Power Trip?
What?
You are...
Caller 25.
Caller 25.
Oh, my God! This is amazing!
You gonna take your dad out to Father's Day a Power Trip?
Oh my God, for my husband.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that makes more sense. I can watch you go to the show with the tool and stuff.
Oh my God.
You got two tickets to all three nights. Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden Friday night. Saturday night is AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne. And Sunday night is Metallica and Tool.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
You win it all.
Oh my God, you're amazing. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Just because you're listening right now, you get two tickets to all three nights. Golden Voice presents Power Trip.
Check you out.
October 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Empire Polo Club. It's the home of Coachella. We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Well, now that those are out of the way. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Peter.
Peter, you are caller 25.
Let's go. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations. You got two tickets to all three nights of Power Trip.
Oh, man. You guys coming along?
Yeah, we'll be there.
All right. I love you guys.
We love you, man, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Don't go away. Okay, next time you're at Whitwood Town Center, look up Andrew. He's a security guard, and he says he's always got KLOS playing there.
Well done, Andrew.
Whitwood, yeah, Town Center. I'm hoping they're playing it over the speakers.
Oh, agreed.
I'd love to go into shopping, and there's KLOS blasting, and you're trying to buy some cheese. And thanks for doing that, Andrew. Rival Sons dudes from right here in the greater Los Los Angeles area. That is Bird in the Hand. I love that damn song.
I do, too. That's great.
Made so many great songs, and Scott Holiday from that band was talking about every single one of them in a podcast recently, and they tweeted it. So if you go to Rival Sons' Twitter account, you can find out about every single song they recorded so far.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
One American Dollar is next.
Yes!
Get out your tape measures.
Okay. I gotta win me a buck, man!
I wouldn't bet on it.
Bob Dylan was working on his album Highway 61 Revisited and recorded Like a Rolling Stone at Columbia Recording Studios in New York City. On this day in rock in 1965, the Syd Barrett-penned song See Emily Play, Pink Floyd's second single, was released on this day in rock in 1967. Pray tell, were you on Hollywood Boulevard on this day in rock back in 1999? That's when Phil Collins got his star there.